town. For instance, ancient shout-out Mapes, the quiet, observant, and ultimately rebellious housekeeper in the Arakeen residency, who endured years and years of Harkonnen rule. Her long and eventful life is only briefly hinted at in her scenes in Dune, before she is murdered. We decided to tell part of her backstory, the origin of this brave Fremen woman, and how she resisted Harkonnen rule through both violent and subtle means. We begin this new collection of stories with The Edge of a Kristknife. During the Battle of Arakeen, after the Harkonnens have effectively conquered the city, Duke Leto has been captured and the Baron gloats over what he will do to his archenemy. One grim Sardaukar Colonel Bashar comes to the Baron and insists on the Emperor's orders that Duke Leto is to be treated with honor. My Emperor has charged me to make certain his royal cousin dies cleanly without agony. I'm to report to my Emperor what I see with my own eyes. This Sardaukar is quite determined to ensure that the Duke does not suffer any more than necessary. We wondered about that Sardaukar officer's connection to Leto, his possible past experience with House Atreides. We also wanted to tell, for the first time ever, the background of the fearsome Sardaukar in a story of a young refugee boy inducted into the Sardaukar Corps and trained to become a ruthless killer. Our tale about that, Blood of the Sardaukar, is the second story in this book. As the seeds of our story after that, a couple of years pass in Dune after Paul falls in among the Fremen and gradually becomes the legendary Muad'Dib. During that time, the troubadour warrior Gurney Halleck is offstage, making his home, joining a band of smugglers, working with them in small guerrilla operations against the hated Harkonnens. What adventures a man like Gurney Halleck must have had. We decided to explore those lost years in The Waters of Conlay, the third story in this collection. Finally, traveling to a different period 10,000 years earlier for our fourth story, we visited the tumultuous events not long after the end of the Butlerian Jihad, when the thinking machines had been overthrown and the Imperium was just being formed. The Carino dynasty began to establish itself as the rulers of all humanity. In that time, the ruthless blood feud between House Atreides and House Harkonnen had already worked its way into the fabric of the Lansrod. The wounds between Harkonnen and Atreides grow ever deeper. The last story in this collection, Imperial Court, set a few years after the end of Navigators of Dune, shows one more twist of that knife and clears the way for an entirely new part of the Dune history. Sands of Dune collects these four tales, spanning Frank Herbert's Dune universe of thousands of years and a million worlds. This vast canvas has given us plenty of room and the creative freedom to tell a wide range of stories. Brian Herbert and Kevin J. Anderson. The Edge of a Kristknife. I know that you have borne children, that you have lost loved ones, that you have hidden in fear, and that you have done violence and will yet do more violence. I know many things. Lady Jessica to Shout Out Mapes. Part 1. 10,135 AG, 56 years before Dune. 1. Blood covered her hands, and when it dried in the hot desert air, Mapes regretted the waste of water. But that couldn't be helped. These men needed to die. They were Harkonnens. In the heat of the deep desert, a huge spice harvester throbbed and thrummed as enormous treads crawled along the crest of a dune. Intake machinery chewed up the sand and digested the powder through a complex interplay of centrifuges and electromagnetic separators. The harvester vomited out a cloud of exhaust dust, sand, and debris that settled onto the disturbed dunes behind the moving machine, while the bins filled up with the rare spice melange. The droning operation sent pulsing vibrations beneath the desert, sure to call a sandworm. And very soon,